Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Tuesday, November 18th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and this Tuesday, or whenever you happen to be listening, we want to encourage you. Today's message is titled, Love Covers. The scripture text is from 1 Peter 4, verse 8, a beautiful gem that was so needed today.
Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins.
Lynn, a friend of ours, called the other night seeking advice concerning a nephew who had lost his faith in God and was now leaning toward an atheistic belief system. She had had a role in raising the boy and was deeply burdened for the state of his soul. Last night, I reconnected with Paul, a friend I hadn't seen for many years. He told me his oldest son, although very successful in terms of worldly success, had drifted from his spiritual moorings, established from infancy by his godly parents. Today's message is intended to bring hope to those burdened for a wayward loved one.
Many years ago, we heard a remarkable testimony from a veteran pastor who served in the Second World War. He went to Nagasaki, Japan, shortly after the A-bomb was dropped. Interestingly, his mission that took place shortly after the Japanese surrendered was to provide care to the Japanese by going from house to house, checking on them, and getting them out for medical care. He was not serving the Lord at the time and was consumed with hateful feelings, especially toward the Japanese.
His godly mother had been diligently praying that he would turn to Christ before it was eternally too late. She had given him a Bible before he left, which he never read. But the Lord was working on his heart. And one Sunday, prompted by the Spirit, he decided to attend a small Japanese church. The angry soldier sat in the back with a sneering countenance and begrudging attitude.
Can you imagine the mutual hatred that would have been in that church? You could have cut it with a knife. Being a Japanese believer and seeing an American serviceman shortly after the A-bomb was dropped on your city, or being an American who had seen his own service buddies die before his very eyes at the hands of the Japanese.
Yet, through the joint realization of the power of the blood of Christ, an overcoming aspect of love was demonstrated in that small church in 1945. When the communion was being served, they did not pass him up, but they served him as well. And the process of healing and reconciliation, his life began.
Let us consider today's verse. I'll repeat it. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. The Apostle Peter's call was initially issued to persecuted believers whom he had called God's elect, strangers in the world. In the very first verse of the epistle, now through the Holy Scriptures, we believers of all time read,
Above all, love each other deeply.
Oh, how this command is greatly neglected, but wholly needed in every avenue of life, in marriages, families, churches, communities, nations, and of course, all over the world.
Because love covers a multitude of sins.
Love still covers, and always will. Foundationally, the love of God expressed in Christ's death on the cross covers our sin. And in some remarkable way, the power of God's love was at work in that Japanese church, covering sin right after the horrors of World War II. 30 years later, the bitter soldier, now a redeemed minister of the gospel, was invited back to Nagasaki to share his testimony and the power of God's love to transform.
That same power is not diminished one bit and is being expressed today all over the world. May God help each one of us live in the power of God's love today and generously communicate that love to others.
going to close in prayer, and I've adapted a prayer from Ephesians 3 that I was reading in my own devotions this morning that is so suitable for our message today. And it begins with Paul bowing in prayer. So I'm going to ask you, if you are able to do so wherever you are, if you can bow in prayer at this time, then we could unite in a different fashion than we usually do. And hopefully it won't affect the microphone.
Yeah, we both
Steve and I are bowing.
Bowing today.
Father, we bow in prayer before you today and ask that you, in your great glory, give us the power to be strong inwardly through your Spirit. We pray that Christ will live in our hearts by faith and that our lives will be strong in love and be built on love. And we pray that all of our listeners will have the power to understand the greatness of Christ's love.
Amen.
How wide and how long and how high and how deep that love is. Christ's love is greater than anyone can ever fully know. But we pray for our loved ones who are struggling in their faith, that they would be able to experience that love, that they might be filled with your fullness, Father. And that's our prayer as well. With your power working in and through us, you can do much, much more than anything we can ever ask or even imagine. So we thank you in advance for hearing our heart's cry and for answering our prayer. Amen.
Amen. And Father, today we pray for our friend Lynn's nephew and for our friend Paul's son, and all of our listeners who have loved ones that have drifted, perhaps not professing to be an atheist, but not serving the one true living God. I pray that through their love, which covers a multitude of sins, they may be brought back to your kingdom. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. As we resume a sitting position, you'll hear a little bit of variety probably in our voices. Well, we do pray for those of you today. Hope today's message might be of encouragement that have loved ones that have drifted, as this godly mother did some 60 years ago, whose son had such a remarkable experience in Japan. We know that a role in that one are the prayers of this godly mother and others that likely pray for him. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, November 18th. 2008. We do have a number of photos, suggested songs, and additional resources on the site today, including an additional note regarding my conversation with our friend Lynn and some advice that I had given her and some advice that seems to be she took and she in turn found that her nephew took, and specifically to check out some books on the other side. What had happened, he had read a book by a noted atheist and found it convincing. And I had some resources that would counter that argument that I urged her to share with him in love. Thanks for joining us today. Be encouraged this day. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.